Hey, you guys into that movie Boyhood? I'm here to tell you about a fantastic new documentary about director Richard Linklater. This documentary is called 21 Years, Richard Linklater, and it's available on pay-per-view and iTunes now. This thorough documentary goes through Linklater's films with great interviews with such celebrities as Jack Black, Matthew McConaughey, Ethan Hawke, Keanu Reeves, Parker Posey, Julie Delpy, Zac Efron, Billy Bob Thornton, and many, many more. I loved it. 21 Years, Richard Linklater, available on iTunes and pay-per-view now. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
I'm Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. Three shows this week. That's right. This is a midweek show, special show for the people. That's you. Yeah, I have a very special guest today. I have Brittany Woods and Jason Garcia from the band Caution Tape. They have an EP, a brand new EP called How We Shine, produced by Robert Harrison, mixed by Robert Harrison and my dear friend, Mr. George Reef, good friend of the show. Anyway, their album, How We Shine, they're doing a release party tonight at the Spider House Ballroom in Austin, Texas. If you are in Austin, Texas, you will want to get to the Caution Tape show at the Spider House Ballroom tonight because it's fantastic. Anyway, Brittany and Jason came by. We sat down and started the podcast and then stopped it for a second and made some cocktails and then restarted it. And we had a relaxing happy hour, cocktail hour, conversation about how they made their record, working with Robert Harrison, who's a brilliant guy. You might know him from Cotton Mather, from Future Clouds and Radar. We went off script, started talking about just stuff, dating, what life is like, being single, and just stuff like that. Fantastic conversation. Jason and Brittany and I had a great conversation. I think you're in for a very entertaining conversation. Their band is fantastic, and I'm looking forward to seeing them live tonight at the Spider House Ballroom. So before we get to that, let me tell you what's going on with me. I just put out a podcast, you know, day before yesterday, so I don't have a lot to say. Had a long practice with Skyrocket today. We worked on some songs, had a great time, laughed a lot together, as usual. And I'm going on a podcast, the Austin Live and Local, and that's with MC Overlord. I'll be, go check that out. You can Google that and find it. I don't know the exact thing. It's from Mix 94.7. It's their podcast. I'll be on there with AJ Vallejo, the great AJ Vallejo. I'm sure it's going to be funny. I'm on my way there now, but this is the night before this comes out, so that's what's going on with me. I really don't have a lot to say. I wish I did. Anyway, let's just get into this conversation with Caution Tape. Brittany and Jason came by. We had some cocktails. We sat down. We talked about their fantastic new EP, How We Shine, about their release show tonight at the Spider House Ballroom, January 22nd. If you're listening to this, the day that it comes out, they have a release show tonight at the Spider House Ballroom in Austin. So do that. I'll be there. You can see me. Come up and say hi. Or tweet at me, at Johnny Gowdy. Okay? Let's do that. All right, let's talk to Brittany and Jason from Caution Tape. Let's get down. All right, it's cocktail hour. It's happy hour. How did I get here? Mm-hmm. It's the first How Did I Get Here happy hour.
Cool.
I like how you're going Bon Jovi with like one headphone off.
Oh yeah, I didn't mean to do that.
You also seemed like in the first Batman, not the first Batman, but the Michael Keaton Batman in the suit where he couldn't move except from his waist.
Hey, I haven't had a cocktail yet, so I'm still a little nervous.
Oh,
it's like meeting my idol, Johnny Gowdy.
So, wait, that's a good question, because I, today, while in the shower and thinking of you, thought, when did I meet you? Because at some point, you were just in my life. Do you remember?
A lot of people. I remember seeing you at Momo's a long, long time ago with the with Gowdy, the band.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we play there?
Together?
Like, did Gowdy play there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
That's how I remember you.
Okay. Did we...
And I remember thinking, who is that chick on vocals?
Oh, get out of here.
And then I was like, oh man, he has an amazing voice. That was the second thing I thought once I found out it was a man.
Did you say someday I'm going to start a synth pop band, but with live drums? There's something, you know what I like about your band?
What's that?
Here it is. I like that it's not drum machine-y.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know what it was recorded on, or like overtly Pro Tools. It's something like if, like in 1979, somebody made this EP.
Well, it's funny that you say that. How We Shine. Because that's kind of what I was thinking when we first... When we first heard the mixes that, you know, Robert Harrison produced it, your buddy and
yes,
my
did.
Buddy.
Yep, he's a buddy.
He's Austin's buddy. And when he first sent us the mixes, I was like, this sounds like 2015 by way of 1979. It's pretty
So I actually hit the right year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Britt, how long have you been in this
she
racket?
She wasn't even born in 1979.
No.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
Let me ask you a question. Are you guys in a thing?
A thing?
In a thing?
Sometimes people are in a thing together.
No, actually, we're related.
Love. Oh, you are?
That's the other thing, yeah.
What is... Are you serious?
It's either like you're either in a relationship or you're related. Or sometimes both.
Wait, so what is
but
it?
But neither in this case.
Neither.
Okay. No. You just know each other? How did... Where do you come from? Where do you hail
where
from?
I hail from San Antonio.
Oh, yeah?
Texas. Mm-hmm.
That's a good place.
Yeah, me right. too, actually.
How did you, I mean, what did you, how did you end up listening to music? Like, how did you end up making music like this?
Oh,
yeah.
Did you, oh, I'm sorry. I thought the question was going on.
Long-winded questions.
It could be.
How did
But go ahead. I'll just interrupt you while you're talking.
Yeah. How did I start making music at all? Is that what you mean?
Okay. We can go there.
Oh, well, I can,
let's,
I mean,
let's do it.
My dad is a musician, has been for 50 plus years.
Oh, really? So. Is he somebody that we would know?
Maybe. He played bass with the Sir Douglas Quintet in the
no
late 60s.
No way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Harvey Kagan.
Mm-hmm.
He's the About a Mover guy?
Yeah. He was in the band for that song in Mendocino and just late 60s.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've always been into music and watched him play and. Aspired to write and
music
have my
around
own.
The house. What was he doing? Like you were obviously you were you born in the 80s?
I was born in 83. Yes.
Okay, and so was he? Is he still playing? He's still.
Oh, totally. He'll never stop.
What?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
He even like was our substitute bassist on a show. One
oh, that is cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
When you get in a bind, daddy's there to fill in.
But you know what else is cool? Just like on a, I mean, like I'm a guy that like. I really pay reverence to that, to my guys that came before me, you
totally.
Know?
Yeah.
And Doug was one of the guys I actually got to spend some time with and like
awesome.
Talk to. And he came to a garage sale I had once cool. and hung out. Yeah, it was awesome.
Nice.
That's amazing that to have that sort of, I mean, like there's some people that wouldn't believe that if you told them that. Like, oh, yeah, the bass player from the Sir Douglas Quintet sat in with caution tape, probably at the hole in the wall or something.
It was
exactly.
Yeah. Where else would that go down, right?
Yeah.
That was it.
So music was all around you. And mm-hmm. Were your parents together?
Yeah. Yeah, they are so still together.
Oh,
still,
awesome.
Still rocking it.
So what did you start? Did you start off playing an instrument or something?
No, I have never... I played bass for a little bit, but I realized I just wanted to be a front woman after that. And I've learned some percussion with caution tape,
glockenspiel,
and tambourine. And
yeah.
I just wanted to sing, basically. So
okay.
It's kind of...
Did you write... How did you guys write these songs?
So this project has actually sort of been in like various stages of development for like 4 years or so.
On your part?
On my part. And we've just now, with meeting Britt and the other guys in the band, we've just now sort of come up with a thing that seems to work. Because I was like playing with different singers before, and it just wasn't working out. And it was one of those things where you're just like, you just haven't found the right person.
You're the singer.
Well, no, because see, when I started
in my estimation of you as a person, you're the singer.
Why? Thank you.
Not of Caution Tape, right. But in the world of Jason Garcia, when I think that, like, so what? Why were you take? You were taking yourself out of that position.
Yeah. Well,
you were looking for other singers, and you were going to be. The God, why can't Andy? No, what's the guy's name in Yaz and in Erasure?
I was thinking more along. So our buddy Mark Brown says that I'm like the Dave Stewart for those of
Dave
you.
Dave Stewart, there you go.
The 80s, yeah. The Annie Lennox, Dave Stewart, sort of thing there. But I don't know. I was in Household Names before.
Yes,
and I was the singer and I was the front man and I kind of just took a lot on, and. I just sort of started realizing, well, you know, you started realizing after a while, like, what your strengths are, you know, and I was just like, you know, my strengths might be that I can write a good song, but...
You do write good songs. I've
always
thought that about
you. I'm not necessarily, like, the best front man in the world, you know? So I just started thinking about that, and I was like, you know, I should maybe try to just do something completely different. And also, I was kind of tired of playing guitar, honestly. Guitar was just starting to bore me. I wasn't... Because, you know, when you're like the front man in a band and you're playing guitar, like a lot of times you're just rhythm guitaring it away and, you know, you're just not doing anything very interesting. And I just felt like I wasn't doing anything interesting anymore. So I decided I was going to like try to play keyboards for this and just be the keyboard player and kind of write the songs. And so when I decided to do that, that's when I wanted to sort of maybe experiment with having a female singer do the songs. So here we are.
How many singers did you go through? And how were you doing the songs? What were you doing? Were you just like get up in the day and like you record? What do you record onto? GarageBand or something?
Yeah, like Logic.
Okay. Okay.
Well, so basically, it sort of started with a friend of mine, Kate, and we had written some songs, because the other thing was I wanted to not sort of start from my own lyrics. I wanted to kind of like be like, oh, let's see if I can write music from somebody else's lyrics. And that's how the whole thing started, really, is because I was trying to write music around lyrics that I hadn't written originally.
Okay.
So, it was kind of an experiment, and it sort of worked, and it was actually something that I enjoyed doing, so...
And it breaks your formula. Like, you've been writing songs for a long time at this point, and it happens to me where I'm like, I need, like...
Something else to...
Someone to fist me or something while I'm, like, trying to write, just so I don't strum a G chord. You know what I mean?
I don't usually go to those extremes, but, like, maybe...
No, that was actually a plea to my audience. You can tweet me at Johnny Gowdy for the fisting. Hashtag for the fisting. Number four, the fisting.
Fist me Friday.
No, but you know what I mean? Like you try so hard.
Yeah.
And when you sit down and do it, I'm sure that when you went and played and sang, it was Jason Garcia. Kyle Crusham said something to me, and this is funny, because it actually worked out for me on another level. I was working on a song, and it was during South by Southwest. I had this idea one night late, and we went to Houston to play a show, Skyrocket did. And while we were setting up, I said, hey, man, come here, check this out. I wrote this song. So I played him the verse that I wrote, and he was like, man, you gotta find a different way to execute it, because that, no offense, but that just sounded like you played me like a Johnny Gowdy song. And I was like, oh, fuck, okay, I knew what he meant.
Yeah. Exactly.
It started with strumming a G and everything. Right. Like, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And so a couple of months later, I was working on songs with this, you know, Kimmy Rhodes?
Yeah.
I've got some songs on her album. But she said, do you have any songs? And I was like, oh, I got some ideas. And
I
she
got
goes,
some Johnny
well,
Gowdy songs.
No, this is what she said. Like, I just really want like a real Johnny Gowdy song. And I was like, I have one. Just
you're like, one. Guess what? I can do that.
Listen to this. I have one. And so it ended up working out. But that feeling, you want some kind of outside input, some new way of doing it that breaks your habits.
Yeah.
That takes you out of the place.
Well, now it's great because with this band, Britt and I work on the songs together. And The other guys, bassist Matt Bell Roberts and drummer Asher Alexander, we all come together and execute the song. Like, sounds so evil.
We execute it.
But we all just have our own little parts to it. So it's great for me because, you know, having written songs for so long and usually being the guy who's like, okay, well, this is how it's going to go. And I map it out and everything. It's like, I don't have to map it out. It's great when you can have like really
But there's
got to
be
people.
Some kind of final say person, right? Is that you, Britt? I mean, are you the person that's like, hey.
It's kind of anybody's game. Like once the song is like the skeleton of the song is mapped out and we've sent it to our bassist and drummer, it's anybody's game when it comes to practice. And yeah, I mean, somebody will put their foot down if it turns into chaos, but that really hasn't happened.
Yeah.
It's like magical, as cheesy as that sounds, when everybody comes together and we have an idea. They are executed fairly weirdly easily.
Yeah, it's like almost like unicorns just appear whenever we start playing.
Yeah,
it's really
it's
nice.
True.
Yeah. So that's kind of how we knew we had something that was worth doing.
Special.
Yeah. And so when you were coming up with tunes, were you coming up with melodies and stuff?
Yeah, I just tend to come up with melodies just in general. That's just kind of like what I do. And even if it's not words that make sense, it's still just like a thing like that I'm humming, and we'll make it make sense later.
Right. Well, you come from that world, and it shows in this music, in just the fact that it's pop. It's not Beatle-y at all, but you come, and I come from that same world. That kind of what pop music,
right?
Like guitar people, pop music, and you add pianos and there's harmonies and there, you know,
it's all about sort of the melody. And I think, did you see that, that video that where people were asking, they asked celebrities, like, who do you just say it, Lennon or McCartney? Who do you pick? Did you watch that thing?
No, but so I know the answer.
It's great because I was like thinking to myself, I was like, well, I know for me it would be Paul, but I was like, this band, I think we would average out at Paul. And sure enough, I asked these guys and they were like, oh yeah. So that's where we come from. We come from that sort of aesthetic.
That's a tough, I mean, it's funny because there's a pocket of us, but that's not like when they have a night of something, it's not Paul.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Paul McCartney night in Austin.
Which we should do because it's kind of ridiculous. The man's written some amazing songs.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like, how did you come to the Beatles? How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
I just turned 40.
You did?
Yeah. I will withhold judgment until after the show. My dad
look great for 40, by the way.
Well, thanks.
You know, you look young. You got nice skin.
It's all that not hard living that I do.
Yeah. That's good.
It's all that sitting at a desk. My hands...
You don't do cocaine all day at work like in the Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
You don't go to lunch?
No.
And drink
the
advertising martinis?
Changed since then, I think, Johnny.
Really?
Yeah, it's gotten lamer.
So you work in advertising?
Yeah.
I'm a madman. You should be drinking all day.
I know. That's what I keep
and
telling
smoking.
These people, but they don't listen to me.
What aspect of that? Sorry, I'm going here. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Head first.
You'll get your turn in a second.
Oh,
don't worry.
Fine.
No. Cool. I'm sorry. You said something that fascinates me because I watched that show.
Oh, okay. Well, wait. What was your question?
What aspect? Like, what's your job? What's your?
Oh,
are you Penny?
I'm a designer.
You're those guys that smoke weed in the back of the back of their office on Mad Men.
Right.
Okay.
No. But I do graphic design.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you do the layout of the album?
Britt's husband did the most of the layout, but we collaborated on it. But he was kind of instrumental in the.
How long have you been married?
I got married in October.
Yeah. Really?
Uh huh.
What day?
October 4th.
That's a good day.
It was a good day.
Let me ask you something, Britt. Your husband, he's an artist. He's graphic designer.
He's a photographer.
He is, mm-hmm. And he took these photos as well.
He takes pretty much every photo of Caution Tape that exists.
Yeah, he's our official photographer.
He's ours.
And you guys work well together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When there's a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you get into a photography professional situation with the other guys, you don't go like, shut up.
No. What's his name? Not at all. Kyle.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Shut up, Kyle.
Not at all.
You do? Okay. Because you didn't even do the dishes. And plus, shit, man.
No. We're very professional.
Good.
Like, yeah.
They're kind of the professional power couple, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a photographer, but I've shot weddings with him and stuff. But
you help him out, assist on the weddings?
I have before. Yeah, it's fun.
That's a cool. So he does that? I wonder if he and Skyrocket have ever been on a...
He helped Mark Brown shoot a video for Skyrocket at Belmont.
Oh, so I met him.
He was there.
I remember the shoot. There was a lot of cameras.
Yeah, you met him, man.
I like that guy, yeah.
He's good.
You know, a girl accused me of stealing her purse?
What? Whoa. At that show?
At that show?
Yeah. And all I said was like, hey, you know what's really awesome for this one? Go talk to that guy, Mark Brown. Go to his house and watch like... every camera angle, a video, and you will watch me not stealing your purse during my gig.
What? How would you even pull that off?
I don't know, but it was after the show, and she said, I'm pretty sure that he did it. And then I was like, did what? And she said, I set my purse by the monitor that you have, and now it's gone. And then somebody found it or something, and then she was like, I'm pretty sure he took it. Again, and I was like, what?
Whoa.
Fucking, there's video. Like, there's a lot of cameras being shot. So, okay, yeah. So cool. So we worked this thing. Sorry.
What you should have said was, I was trying to steal your heart. Clearly it didn't.
No.
Oh,
let's. Yeah.
Bad. Sorry about that.
Sorry for the drive down Johnny Lane. Johnny Lane. Johnny Lane.
We've gotten.
Okay, so Kyle and you guys have been married since October.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you do?
I work for Apple Corporate.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Do you get computers?
Do you get new stuff?
Like when it comes out, do you have an iPhone that's new?
They don't give us free iPhones, no.
Okay.
But we got it.
It's not like your U2.
Yeah. Huh?
It's not like your U2.
No. No, it's not that good.
What is your job specifically?
It's not a secret. I work for executive relations at Apple.
That's
pretty
cool.
Sounds very fancy.
Do you get to go places when they travel?
I haven't had the opportunity to travel, no. I just work for, we have an executive office hub in Austin as well as Cupertino. So, it's fun. It's a really fun job.
That's cool, man.
I love Apple.
Yeah, I bet. That's a what?
They love her.
Oh, I thought you said, and I love her, and I was like, all right. What? What's Kyle going to say?
He knows Jason loves me.
Okay, so how did you end up working with Robert Harrison?
Well, so this is a funny story. We were playing a hole in the wall, and...
he just says he's the one that takes over.
What's that?
Because that could have been your question, Britt.
Oh, that's okay. I don't really remember how it all happened. Well, it was really
I'm just joking. So you're playing at hole in the wall.
We're playing a hole in the wall, and all of a
back
sudden...
Back room or front room?
In the back room.
And all do you like the... Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Quick tangent.
Oh, go ahead. No.
Front room or back room guy?
That's...
Whoa.
That's dirty.
That's a loaded question.
I do like the back room, because the sound... They've improved the sound in the front room, but the sound in the back room is really good.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, it's the end of the show... And Robert, who should walk in but Robert Harrison? And he's like, hey, how's it going? And we kind of chat with him a little bit. And I think Lars was even there. Mm-hmm. But
Did you do it?
Who? Oh,
what did I say?
Oh, I wasn't there. I can't do
that.
I can't do
no, that was really good.
It's like if I was like, I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Robert walks in and he starts talking to us and he's like, yeah, so I was driving home and he was like at some event or something up north and he'd had a couple of drinks and he was like, I was driving home. You know, he lived out in, you know, Circle C and he was driving down Guadalupe and he saw our name on the marquee. And he was like, oh yeah, that's Jason's band. I should go check them out and have a drink.
That's a nice thing.
So he did. And,
I should
and
keep
he,
on drinking.
he had only seen like three songs or something, three or four songs.
It was a late show. I remember.
It was a late show, and he walked in right at the end, so he didn't really even see the whole set. But he was like, "You guys were really good," and I remember he took a special liking to Matt. He was like, Matt's bass playing was he would always call him the kid.
I thought Robert was straight.
He is.
Yeah.
But he was like,
kid. The kid is. How's the kid doing?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Matt
is.
Is
he young?
He's young.
He's the baby.
How young is that?
He's 27.
That's not that bad.
No, it's not that young.
But come on, it's like. But he's a really good bass player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Robert was very impressed, and so he was like, "Yeah, your stuff's really good." And then we talked. I don't know if we talked that night or if we talked later, but he was like, "Hey, you guys should think about coming out to my studio. I'm trying to get it going. You know, we can do a couple of things out there, and you know, I'll give you one session on the house, and then
yeah,
if you liked it,
we could move. You forward. Could,
yeah. We thought it was great.
Okay, we're gonna record an EP for our first session.
We're like, and the clock's running. Go.
No. You did a crowdfunding thing because we talked on the phone.
We did. That,
you and I.
That's true.
It was successful.
Yeah.
Thanks to me and my show.
Thanks to you, Johnny.
It's all thanks to you.
But no, we were amazed how it worked out. It worked out great. All of our, you know, we had a bunch of friends and family pitch in and people we didn't even know, and it was great. It was like.
And how was it working with Robert? Did he come in? Did you guys do like pre-production? Did he come in and F with the songs at all?
Well, the great part about it was that since he didn't know any of our songs really, except for that one time that he had seen us play, when we brought him in to the studio, he was basically hearing them with fresh ears. Like, he didn't really know.
You didn't send him the demo things?
No, we didn't send him anything.
That's good. Sometimes I think it's good because I've ruined chances of songs doing things outside of what I originally.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You've already pigeonholed yourself into a thing.
Everybody's in love with that.
Yeah.
Loop.
Right.
Or some kind of fucking. I'm thinking like in the 90s, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he came in and he loved the songs?
Well, so that was the cool thing. He liked some of them, and then some of them, when we played them through, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
And it was great for him to say that too, because it's like what we wanted was somebody who would be able to be
straight
like,
up.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is great. What you guys are doing is good. And it's like if he didn't hear it right away, we knew we had to work on it, so
or just nix it,
yeah, or just,
for this EP,
yeah. So we nixed a couple of songs for this time around. But
What did you grow up listening to? Rick?
Ooh,
don't lie.
I would never lie. oldies as yeah. I mean, like 50s and 60s.
Oh,
you know, I grew up listening to pretty much everything. I mean, it was. There's recordings of me singing like Beach Boys and Jan and Dean and stuff like with my dad in the garage, and I liked all the lady bands
of the chick bands.
When I was small. Yeah, I mean the Runaways and Go-Go's and
Oh yeah.
Always mostly female fronted bands was, you know, Blondie, all of that stuff. Like as soon as I became a preteen and all of those years, that's when I really started focusing on bands that were fronted by women, and I always wanted to do it myself, so
yeah
I listened to everything mostly.
That's good.
Yeah.
So where does this specific music come from? Like, I know you wanted to play keyboards, but there's a focus to it.
Yeah,
there's a direction,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the big directions was, like you said, sort of deciding to not go in the drum machine direction.
To not make it totally like 2015.
Right. Because I think correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's enough of that out there.
I feel like, do you guys listen to music that goes on?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
like what's going on?
I'll put in like the top 15 or top 20 indie tracks of
and
2014
mediocre.
On Spotify or whatever.
let me throw this at you real fast, Jason. Say, like, in the last year, what song, like, pop song? Like, All About That Bass, did that get you? Because that got me. No?
No.
I just don't.
I just heard it the other day. I hadn't even heard it.
That's a good song.
I mean, it is in a certain way. You know, like, that's the thing about those songs is, like, they're good on a certain level. But it's not the level that I...
On a melody level that you're going to walk around like whistling or humming when you're walking on this trail here behind my house. And that's a song you're going to...
But I feel like it's sort of ultimately...
So what's your song? What was your song last year?
What was my song last year?
What was your, like, oh, fuck yeah, come on. There's this Wiz Khalifa Nicki Minaj jam that I like a lot. I'm forgetting the name of it.
You're not speaking my language here, buddy. Are you really one of those pop guys? Are you like super into like the new pop stuff? We do like some Taylor Swift stuff, I have to say.
I have a lot of embarrassing
You do.
Things
but
I'm not that embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed
why?
By it, honestly.
I mean, why should it be like, ironically, I like this song?
I
no, I
him,
actually like
I
this
send
song.
Him stuff all the time. Like, you should give it. I've gotten him into Paramore and like, not that that's, like, I'm not embarrassed. Paramore is one of my favorite bands.
Paramore is good. They're actually really good.
Taylor Swift, I love her new record.
There is some stuff that she... I hate that song, but...
I like that song.
There's better ones on that record, but
I should listen
that
to that
one's
whole
record. Poppy.
That New York song, though, it makes me angry.
It makes New York angry.
Good, because that's why I'm angry on behalf of them, because...
Yeah, they're pissed.
I feel like, I mean, I have that reverence for that place when I go there.
Yeah.
But every time I sit down and write a song, I'm like, what if someone from New York heard this? They'd be like, this is some asshole from Austin that comes here, walks around for 3 days, and thinks he's like the king of New York City.
No.
Exactly.
Oh, I totally know New York. Oh, no, I go there all the
time. She was like an ambassador, and they were pissed.
I'm there for 3 days a year.
Shut up.
I totally know New York.
Nope. Yeah. Note to self, don't write a song about New York.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like,
give me a Billy Joel. That's a guy that David Johansen sing me a fucking song about New York, buddy. Even Ryan Adams, at least he was a guy.
That's the thing, though. It's like, yeah, you can, it's really hard to get away with writing those play songs.
So name a song.
Oh man,
come on.
Johnny on the spot here. I have to go. God, I have to go through my iPhone.
You listen to the radio.
Okay. Sorry, I got excited. I'm trying to think of what I did like last year that I thought was really good. This is the
problem. Are we talking like popular, like super
96.7. Oh, if you live in Austin, 96.7. Okay. If you live in Houston, 104.1. If
good.
You live in somewhere, but you know what I'm talking about.
I gotcha. You know what I do? You know what I do kind of like is that "Take Me to Church" song by what's his face?
Take me to church.
I want
to
say,
is that that weird guy with the weird face?
Hosier. Yeah.
You know what? I've seen that name, but I don't know that jam. But I'll download it and I'll listen to it.
It's a good song. It has almost like a. The first time I heard it, I was almost like, it has like almost like an Elton John sort of melody.
I can hear
like
that.
Like he does like a thing that's very...
Did he win like American Idol or something, or am I completely off beat?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
No.
It's like it's a band.
No, he's
Do
well,
you
he's
guys
guy,
at all follow that business?
They're called That Business?
No, that American Idol, the
I don't have cable. Like, I don't have TV, so I don't like seek out... My mom shows me stuff that she liked on American Idol, but... No, not since like the Kelly Clarkson days did I watch American Idol. Like, I haven't watched it really since.
She's good.
She is good. She's
I like
it
when
voice.
She puts out songs.
Yeah.
She put out a new song.
Yeah, I get her and Pink's voice mixed up now.
Oh,
I don't
know
why.
I don't have that.
I can
they
tell
sound
the
very
difference
similar
between.
To me in my brain.
I'm not like a big Pink fan. Here's my problem I was going to say earlier with pop music, with the 96.7 scene. EDM has permeated... the pop thing, and so what they've done is it happens with everything. It's like when hair metal, everybody played a hammer-on solo because of Eddie Van Halen. Everybody sang at the like the register that Robert Plant went to as an effect. People just sang in that place the whole time.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Well, it's, then it was the same as the 90s. With like,
Yeah. So now every song that's a pop song has like...
Even Coldplay's gone there. Like, everybody's gone there.
They're like the worst on
Spotify, when the thing came out, I was like, I'm going to check out the new Coldplay album. I'm running today. I got like 4 songs into it, and I was like, wow, they are not cutting edge by any means. They're totally like...
shape of the
behind animation. The most bottom level pop act out there. And I like bands like Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's a band that whenever they put out a record, I get it and I'm into it.
Tell them about Phoenix.
I like Spoon. Phoenix. Tell
Prince,
me about
Prince
Phoenix.
Over Phoenix.
What, you're over
I?
Phoenix?
Yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I liked their like the stuff they first came out with. And I haven't hated anything since.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
No, it was just, it was a factor of where you had worked at the time.
Oh,
where
okay.
Where did you work?
Oh, I worked. I managed at Urban Outfitters for several years. Man, so all that stuff got shoved down my
throat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, I wouldn't hate on them. I think they're a good band.
No, they are good, and the recordings are great.
They are great.
Yeah, those are exciting recordings.
Yeah, I like that. I like the sound of those.
Who else? Tell me. Come on. We'll talk about some more stuff.
Iggy Azalea.
Okay.
If we're talking about 96.7.
Let's talk about this. I'm not that into her.
Why are we talking about
this?
That's I'm so fancy, right?
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm, okay. Her. And Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX. Yes, I saw their performance on Saturday Night Live, and Iggy Azalea's butt is really intense.
Her butt is.
Yes, it's very like in a J-Lo way, but. But she has the body of, like, Robert Harrison, but, like, with a butt like J-Lo.
Oh, my God.
I think it's bigger than J-Lo's, but she's horrifying. Teeny.
It's freaky.
That's like a thing.
Well, so check this out. Do you guys know Amy Cook?
Ooh.
Amy Cook and I got on this because she saw the same performance. So we're talking, and I bring up the butt, and she's like, yeah, these kids are getting butt jobs.
See,
she says she maintains it's all natural.
How do you do that?
What?
Lots of glutes exercises.
I mean, do you just work? Okay, let's not.
I don't know.
Anyway, let's talk about
what
you
I do
guys.
Want to say is that nobody is ever going to talk like this about our Brit because we. Don't,
I don't have a butt.
There is that, but also because we don't. We're not. We. That's not what we do, man. We don't. Parade
Jason
her around,
tells me
like,
I can't wear this or that. No, I'm just kidding. I have to wear an Amish outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, hey, that's a good question for you because, you know, you're someone who's entered their 30s. You're a songwriter.
I'm 31.
You have something to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Oh, like a message?
And you've got a husband?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, you know... What do you present yourself as? Because even Blondie, even Debbie Harry, she was a sex pot.
She was. Some of those photos are pretty...
In a way.
I don't know. Like, I think Brit can be really...
Oh, I like that she's like, let's talk about her like she's not here.
No, I just think that, like...
I'm going to get another cocktail.
She has a good, you know, you have a good look. And I think that...
You do have a good look.
Thank you.
But it's not something that we... I don't know. Need
well,
to.
But a look is important.
I don't I mean, think I don't sell. I think I present myself. I try to be classy, but at the end of the day, I'm dressing for myself. I don't care what people think, really.
Exactly.
And there's a character. Like, you have a character. Like, there's character in these photos, like some vibe, some sassiness.
Yeah.
And
I like
there's
to
some
be
photos
sassy.
On the website with a hat and stuff. Like, hey, look out, guys.
I mean, I'm wearing garter leggings in a lot of our promo pictures.
Hello.
But there's a way to do that and still be classy with it. And it's you know, you just have
I think
to
what
be
it,
aware.
It just comes out of who she is, really. I mean, and not to say that this, a lot of times people don't do that, you know, and not to say that these people are disingenuous by acting, doing that and, like, you know, showing skin or whatever else. Mm-hmm. But I like to feel like it's coming from a place... that person is rather than like a suit they're putting on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's coming from like who they are instead of like, oh, I'm going to try on this sexy
thing
today.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it just doesn't vibe for me. I don't feel that.
Yeah.
So. You bring who you are to the table of that, which is cool.
Yeah. I don't wear it. I mean,
so
I put
Jason,
more thought into
like
it.
That, you know, you're a cool guy.
That's right.
And you look nice. I watch the videos and in the pictures.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try.
You do? Do you have a lady friend?
I don't. Right now? Single.
So you're single too?
Single.
How do you navigate those waters?
They're pretty calm waters right now. So,
yep.
Get at me. Get at me, listeners.
At Jason.
Ladies, Caution Tape is on Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you ever...
Caution Tape, babe.
Have you ever signed up on an online dating thing?
I did.
How did that go?
You know, I don't really have a lot of theories on that. It didn't work for me.
Didn't work for me either.
I think I'm more... People have told me that I'm more of an in-person kind of guy. I don't jump off the page.
Look, let me tell you something. You go through your life in this like rock business and in this scene and... We're kind of like these kind of cool dudes, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, yeah, this is a cool dude. This dude is in a band. Yeah. I seen him at Hole in the Wall. He plays the front room. and then all of a sudden, like, my problem was, like, when I filled out the Match.com thing, I read it. I would never date me. Like, on paper, I'm like the lamest dude of all time.
I'm the lamest.
because when it ends with, plus I have a podcast. Oh. Keyboard player guy in cover band.
Keyboard, yeah.
Plus, I have a podcast.
Well, yeah, it's like
personal friends with Trish Murphy.
Exactly, and for me, it would be like, plus I like cats. Oh, it's like, oh man,
dating's a tough record. How long have you and Kyle been together?
We met in 2010.
Okay, so 5 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, he actually did a photo shoot for my old band in a graveyard, and that's where I first met.
What was your old band?
We were called Petals with a T. Petals, like flowers.
Okay.
It was with her sister.
It was with my little sister.
What's her deal?
What's her deal?
I want to date her. What's her deal?
Well,
what is she doing music wise?
She's not right now. She kind of wanted to go a different direction with the music and.
What was that band like?
It was cool. I mean, we had two girl singers who didn't play instruments. And it was, so we both just
and
fronted.
Sisters.
It was like dual front women.
It was cool though. It worked for us, but
what kind of music?
It was rock, pop rock. I don't know. I don't know how to classify.
Name three bands that made up the essence of this band.
Oh, good lord!
Three bands that I would know, or that cowboy will shoot you.
My God!
Wow. My grandpa died, and he was super into men with guns.
I didn't even. He's manly. Not even pointed right at me. It's
no, he's gonna shoot. He's just gonna shoot this. He's gonna shoot Ringo.
Oh man.
No. Ringo.
I don't even know. I've been out of that band for so long now. I can't even answer that question. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't.
Where did you play?
Well, we played.
The front room.
I've never played the front room at Hole in the Wall. Ever.
I don't know why I have. I have a.
I don't want to be in the window. That's just my stigma.
I fucking love the front room, man.
Yeah, the front room
that's
is
my
cool
jam.
It makes me anxious. I don't want people looking at me in the window.
I like
here's
that
my
sort
thing.
Of about
if
it.
You if you can't pull it off there, don't do it.
Don't bother.
Yeah, if you can't do it under those circumstances, then don't do it.
Yeah.
And when people shine, I've been in a couple bands that like that room like really gave us something and brought something out of us that other places didn't.
Cool.
So when they used to have those Sunday free fall things
with
that
the
so
Paul
great.
Miners free
yeah.
fall yeah
oh Paul Miner.
Paul Miner.
It's a great guy, right?
Yeah,
he's a great guy. Yeah,
terrific.
He does a lot for other people.
He does
you know. He's, yeah, there's not a lot
music.
Of guys out there just doing a lot more stuff.
Yeah,
doesn't really do a lot for himself.
Yeah he's one of those guys that's so, like such an asset to Austin music. Mm-hmm. For sure. I like that we have a lot of people here who I feel like are you, for one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the most selfless. That most people will tell you that know me well. They call me Johnny Selfless.
That's what I'm going to call you.
Just start, yeah,
Bobby Joe Selfless. Bubba Selfless. Hey, man. They call me Bubba Selfless.
That's good.
I just go around just doing stuff for other people.
You know, I also have a podcast.
Yeah. And plus, I have a podcast. I do it out of my home. Yes. I have gone on dates with people that, you know, say, you like, hey, come on back to my place for a nightcap situation, which sounds like the Love Boat. The other day, I was asking a friend of mine advice on a date I was going on, and she said, oh, just ask her to come back for a nightcap. And I was like, I used to watch the Love Boat when I was little. That's what they that's what they used to say on the Love Boat. That sounds terrible.
What does it mean though? Am I
come back for a nightcap?
Drink. Yeah,
what is can it? Do a little make. Yeah, make it nightcap.
Drink. Oh, okay, like
yeah.
this.
Yeah,
right.
Come home and see my Ebenezer Scrooge nightcap that I sleep in.
Because you do have a lot of bathrobes, I noticed when I went to the restaurant.
I have four.
You have more than I've ever seen a man have.
Are you
in
really
his
like the Continental? Like the
not to be weird, but I just
like
noticed you had like
walk-in
three or
thing.
No,
is that what
check
it
out. Let me. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Have some champagne. Please don't leave. That's exactly me.
I can totally see that.
This apartment is set up for me running to the door and stopping women from leaving.
Like your whole thing is to like get them on the podcast. That's kind of like you set it up like you're doing a podcast,
I've
like a fake podcast.
I have a friend I have a friend that when I give him my woes about dating and how I just can't meet people, and when I meet people, it's too weird because there's a, we, you know, never, it's on different things, and then things happen, and then embarrassment, and then he said, dude, you should get some fucking, just, what about all those chicks that are on your show? I'm like,
The married ones?
I've never done that. Someone that was on my show once asked me out.
Really?
After she left. Texted me, must have been like a mile away, and then just was like, hey, would you like to have a safety lunch tomorrow? And then I said, sure. It's cool. I don't really date musicians. But I'll
you
do
don't
this
date
because... No.
I've never heard a man say that.
I've never dated a musician, really.
There have been a couple that I've had a thing for, that I've wanted to, that I would have broken my own rule for. But a lot of it is, households can really only handle so many celebrities.
And or egotists. I think it would be egotists, really.
So you're saying all musicians are egotistical?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying... There have been a couple. Okay, so this girl, I went to go meet her, and we met for a lunch. And when I sat down, we said a couple things, and she said, "What is your spirit animal?" And that ended it for me.
Oh. Did you just walk away?
No, whatever romance jam I walked in with, whatever strut I walked in with,
done.
Total boner down. The opposite of Viagra.
Boner down.
Bones down.
Boner down.
We got a boner down.
Boner down.
Clean up on
boner down, boys. No, there was no cleanup. It was just boner down.
Cleanup.
Just sadness, part one.
Oh, yeah. Those silly first date questions, man.
Oh, yeah. What is your spirit? Who says that?
I don't know.
Like, in any real way.
Sometimes weird stuff comes out.
When you go on a date, what do you do, Jason? I know that this, sorry, if I'm ruining, if you guys want to talk business,
no,
you can.
It would be nice to talk about music at some point, but we don't have to.
No, let's talk about music the whole time.
I can play piano.
We've been talking about so much music.
No, so I went out on this one date with this girl who was like, first of all, she was late, which I'm okay with people being late. It's not a big deal.
Are you an on-time guy? I am.
What I like to do is be the one who's there first, so I don't get surprised by them showing. Or like,
oh,
I like to.
So you can bail if they don't.
No. I like to be the person who's like sitting there watching them walk in instead of the other way around. Because then I feel like I'm the guy like looking around awkwardly for the person that I'm supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be that guy. I'd rather be the guy who's sitting there.
Patiently,
just like patiently, calmly.
Calmly,
like already poised, waiting.
Not sweating.
I like that.
Lurking in the doorway or whatever it is.
He went there.
Inside
okay,
joke.
So go ahead.
So we decide to go to Red's Porch. And I'm hanging out at Red's Porch, and I was like, it was a nice sunset. The sun was setting.
Upstairs
on the porch. I got like a seat. Like right by the little balcony there, and like I'm waiting for her, and the sun's setting, and it's really nice. And I'm like, it feels good outside. So she gets there, and she's like, "Can we sit inside?" And I was like,
"What?
Yeah, like, boner down
already." First choice I made,
boner down.
Not a good one. Yeah, and then we tried to meet like later on, and she just ended up being super flaky, but.
Yeah. See, to me, this is the stuff that my podcast can tell people that your interview on just a morning show wouldn't... This is
you
who you are.
You can delve into, this kind
You know
of
what
stuff.
I mean? That's what I like. I like to find out who the person is.
Totes.
And sorry to get into your dating life, Jason,
no,
but
okay.
I appreciate the anecdotes.
He's not shy.
I'm not.
No,
true.
You're not shy. We should start a support group.
We should.
Single dudes over, men of a single, of a certain age.
Of a certain age.
That was a TV show. And
I know.
Like, now I fit into that bracket.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to go, because you see all those things, it's like, dating after 40, and you're just like, oh, kill me.
Nothing changes.
It's like, terrible. I know, it's
I
like,
wouldn't
what,
think.
But
I
why,
know.
It doesn't, but at the same time, it does. It's like,
well,
your
you know,
change.
I can't do that stuff. I signed up on Tinder for a day for like a couple of hours, and I was just like, oh, this is like,
No, it's terrifying. It's soul destroying.
I'm not going to do that thing where, oh, you're cute, swipe right.
Swipe, that's so weird.
Look, yeah. And then the other thing, too, is like, I mean, I'm in a band. Like,
yeah.
Fuck. I mean, if I need to just get laid. But at a certain age, you don't want to wake up to someone next to you that you don't like.
That's
or
true.
Try and get rid of somebody. Like, I've been in that zone.
Yeah.
I've met someone they nice, and I've gone out a few times with them, and it has been a pleasurable situation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's hard out there, man, I'll tell you.
Caution Tape has a new EP out. It's called How We Shine.
Nice segue.
I think the song Get To Me is very... to me, is that what one would call the single from this album?
That is. Do you believe one of the in potential singles? Singles? I do believe in singles. We very much believe in singles.
Are you going to make a video? Does your Kyle make videos?
He does. I think he's going to actually make the first video.
Oh, yeah, he made Skyrocket video. Duh.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Have another drink.
Yeah, him and Mark both are kind of fighting over who got to make the first video.
They were fighting over it.
And
really
Kyle kind of won because Mark had a baby and he needs more time. Yeah. So. Yes, babies, there will be.
What a great opportunity to have that. Two guys, because you guys, you know what, your music, and this is something for people out there, because there's people that are like, why someone make, no one makes a free video for me? Well, maybe your music isn't that good.
Yeah, do you ever think of that?
That's a good point.
Whiner.
Sometimes, you know what I mean?
We're blessed to have a lot of talented friends, too, who really believe in what we're doing.
Yes.
So. And plus, yeah.
They believe in it because it's good. They don't believe in it because you're terrible.
True. I hope that's the case.
Or that they feel sorry for you. I mean, that's great.
I feel really sorry for these guys. I'll make them a video. Yeah.
I love this album EP.
Thank you.
I think it's great. What did I miss talking about music? Like, you've got shows coming up.
Yeah, so we're going to do the CD release on Thursday. And I don't know when this is coming out, but hopefully before then. You're like, oh, we can edit that later.
You know what? I'll put out 3 shows this week.
Look at that.
So, yeah, just get me drunk and I'll go like, I'll work all day tomorrow on it. I don't care.
It's a labor of love.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put this out on Thursday. So Thursday, January 22nd, you're playing at the Spider House Ballroom. Yes. And that is your CD release.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll come to that.
It's going
to
be awesome.
I will also come to, maybe I'll bring this special lady.
Oh.
Or maybe a not so special lady. Maybe I'll bring a dirty lady.
Why does she have to be dirty?
Bring the nastiest, dirtiest lady.
Like, she doesn't shower? Or
I don't know. I've never gone with a non-shower.
Yeah. Apparently, there's like this whole thing about how science says you should only shower twice a week.
You mean wash your hair?
Who says
that? Clean your...
Oh, yeah. I don't wash my hair.
Science says that.
I don't... I used to not, but now I run every day, so I do have to wash my hair every few days, because I rinse it. But I don't wash it.
Yeah, you don't
it's
have to wash
good.
Your hair every
And day. You know, when I go get my hair cut, the ladies, the person cutting my hair, usually a lady, will say, oh my God, what do you do to your hair? Because it's really healthy.
I don't wash it. That's what you
say. Say, that's right, bitch. No. I go Jay-Z on her. Do you like rap? You guys like hip-hop? The hip-hop?
So.
I do.
Yeah, to a degree. And you know, actually, we were listening to, I just have to say this, because we were... just on the Homegrown Live show on 101X.
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday.
I saw that.
And Deidre played some really good music, including some hip-hop that we... Austin area hip-hop that was really good.
Who was it? Do you...
Oh.
Riders Against the Storm?
Yeah, what was the guy's name?
Who I really like. Zeely?
Zeely.
Was it Zeely?
Fantastic
Zeely.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really good.
He's great, man.
I need to get more into
it. He really is great. Really he's good. Great, and he's really industrious, man. Like, that guy's always... He gets like corporate partnerships with like Red Bull and shit like that. Like,
oh, really?
He's really, yeah, he's really fucking
on top of it.
Clear, yeah, yeah. Very handsome, too. Really,
yeah,
like,
he's a good looking dude.
He's really good looking.
I looked him up right after the song played. I was like, what does this guy look like? Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's a nice guy to talk to. I like him a lot.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, there's good stuff going on.
Yeah,
it's interesting because hip hop doesn't,
not a huge presence, I feel, in Austin.
No. And, I mean, kind of music that you do, there's, I mean, look at a guy like Robert, you know?
Yeah.
With his band, before Future Clouds and Radar
Cotton
was.
Mather.
Cotton Mather. These guys, you know, they'd have a hard time filling the front room.
Yeah.
But playing Wembley fucking stadium
with
Oasis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pop music has never been the thing here.
Yeah. And I've faced that kind of my whole time here, really. So it's been,
there are guys like me, like Darren, like you, yeah. like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We have like a little pocket of.
I think yeah. it's changing. I think things might be turning a different way now.
I do too, because listening to the, hopefully. Like I was saying, listening to the stuff on that they were playing on local, on Homegrown Live, there was a lot of bands that I thought we fit really well with and that I was kind of surprised to hear that kind of music being produced in Austin. It just sounded...
Yeah, I mean, it always has been. Yeah, and George is a great guy to, you know, George has always been a pop guy. Like, I've known that guy since, like, 1989.
George Reeve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always been a pop guy. So is Robert.
Yeah. And Robert was, like I said, we had such a great time working with him. He was really good at kind of... I think one of the things that I liked most about working with Robert was that he just kind of stripped us down musically. Not in any other way. he stripped us down to our base emotions. No, he really just kind of like cut out all the like sort of extraneous stuff. If there was any, we already came into it with like, we're going to do this just like real straightforward sound, like four people in a room playing very minimal overdubs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I even added more stuff that didn't make it on there. He just cut a lot of it out, which was fine by me.
I like that.
Yeah. It sounds very clean, I think.
It is. There's a minimalism to it that lets everything that happens is has weight to it, as yeah. opposed to you can live without. There's nothing on there you can't live. Like, everything is absolutely necessary, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So too.
Yeah.
No fat to trim.
That's no right. fat to trim.
That's all.
It's very lean.
Yeah. Thing. Caution tape. Cut. That's a lean cut.
That's right.
That's a lean cut. So what are you guys gonna do? You put the record out. Mm-hmm. You got this release show.
Yep.
Which is what, tonight? Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be tonight.
Thursday. It's tonight.
Let's time
tonight.
Travel.
Tonight, January 22nd.
Yes.
At Spider House Ballroom.
Yes.
You will see me there in the audience.
Yeah. Awesome.
Who else is on the bill?
So, this girl, Joanna Barbera, is
playing. Oh! She's coming Thursday.
Is she?
To
oh,
my
cool.
house to do a podcast.
Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah, she is awesome. She is really
no,
good.
No, one. Yeah.
She's really good.
Cool. She's great.
Yeah, she is good.
Yeah, we get along very well. She is hilarious, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, cool. Great Sweet. Person to talk to.
I like funny, yeah. funny people, especially if they're women.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is a talented, beautiful, and fucking hilarious.
Awesome. Yeah. Triple threat.
Who else?
Triple
so Joanna threat. Barbera.
Zetajul.
Zetajul is playing, and the Painted Red Starts are playing.
Oh, yeah. My man William and Marlon.
Man, sounds like you're...
That's young guys.
It sounds like you're going to...
I'm going to have a good time at this record release.
You're going to have a fantastic release. Show. Time.
Oh.
Showtime.
Showtime? What?
Do you like these guys? Have you seen the Painted Red Starts?
I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, mm-mm. Have you heard them?
Yes, I listened a little bit... online, but I haven't really delved in that much yet.
Yeah, those are kids.
How old are they?
I don't know, because now they're getting older.
Weird how that happens.
But 16?
Dang. Babies.
Hey, I mean, they used to be 14.
That's weird.
That is weird.
So weird.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these guys are sweeping the nation.
Wow, cool. Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's William Harris Graham, who's John D. Graham's son.
Okay.
Marlon Sexton, who's Charlie Sexton's son.
Oh, wow.
Phenomenal. Like... They have top-notch management. They've been recording. They're in the world.
Cool. Sweet. Well, we sound dumb.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have
heard. No, I mean, I've just got this show, so I go... That, yeah. that and also, I make appointments with 14-year-old boys to meet them at coffee shops on Facebook.
Plus, I have a podcast.
And I have yeah. them over for a nightcap.
Yeah, what?
This is...
Nightcap and my podcast.
And edit. Bye.
That's not funny. That's people know me.
People know me. I'm well respected in the community.
Listen, I'm super defensive. I'm a respectable person.
He volunteers.
Caution tape cocktail hour.
Yeah.
Creep.
Oh, hey, I have really enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Us too.
I've always liked you, Jason.
I've always liked you, Johnny.
And I've liked you, Britt, since I talked to you on the phone. No problem.
Yeah. Me too.
And I never thought there was anything.
I did. I was very nervous before I had to do that.
What did you think this was? Like some kind of show that people listen to? This no, I don't even put these out.
This isn't even real.
I just invite people over and get them drunk and then try and see if anything happens.
I can't wait to see how you edit this whole situation.
I don't edit. That's the other thing is this will all be on. That's the entertaining stuff. That's what people like to listen to this show for. Giggling.
Awesome.
Ridiculousness.
That's yeah. Good. I like to laugh.
Sorry.
I do too.
Yeah. No. I mean, I've got a pretty. Over the last few months, we've really blown up too, even more.
Oh, nice.
Again. Yeah.
Again.
Well, there've been times when it's like shot up for a few months, and we're in a different bracket.
Sweet.
Like 10,000 more downloads a month than in September of 2014. Yeah.
Nice.
You should. Do you have sponsors?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we do ads. I don't know who's sponsoring this show.
Cool.
But I'm sure they're quality. Establishment.
Respectable people in the
that
community.
That is a good place to spend money in this community.
Yeah.
Of course.
So far, I've only received advertisement from people in the community.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I've had a couple of more nationally ones, but they've been quick. Okay. So Caution Tape, their
yes.
album How We Shine is available now. You have a great SoundCloud. This is cautiontape.com is
yes,
your website.
It just went live and has all of our little info on it.
Fantastic website. The EP is fantastic. Produced by Robert Harrison. Mixed by Robert Harrison and the great George Reef, who's a great friend of mine and has been for a long time. Yeah.
Super cool.
That's just something for the people to take in for a minute. Tonight, January 22nd, Thursday, January 22nd at the Spider House Ballroom in Austin, Texas. February 19th at the Rattle Inn in Austin, Texas. And just added. April 2nd, Lambert's in Austin, Texas.
With the amazing Wire Tree.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about them.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Do you have any plans for South by Southwest? Caution
to
tape.
Drink and
yes.
hang out with other bands. I don't think we're playing. We haven't really set anything up yet, but there's always a chance.
We're open to it, but yeah, we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants right this second.
Yeah.
I don't know what March holds.
We'll just see what happens. I think one of those things where, you know, we just put the record out. We weren't able to kind of like get ahead of it. So we're just going to kind of see what happens. And if nothing else, we'll hang out with bands.
We'll just go
and
see other bands. And
you guys are on Twitter and Facebook. People will hear some music from this. They can go and like your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They can go to your website. They can go to your SoundCloud and find out your music. This is available on iTunes if they want to buy it.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to give them the Spotify option?
The Spotify option is already available.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh, exciting.
If you go look us up on Spotify, we will be there.
Okay.
And Caution Tape is one word.
Caution Tape, one word.
One word.
Is there anything you want to leave the people with? Something you want to say? Your other two bandmates, they weren't here.
Aww.
We would just like to say that we miss them. And
We'll see you at practice.
We'll see you guys at practice.
We'll see you tonight at the show.
We'll see you tonight at the show, guys.
Okay.
You guys are amazing. And they're also amazing.
So this is your record release show tonight.
Yes, it is.
All right.
We're very excited. We're very excited to, you know, be able to put this out. And we're so thankful to all of our, like, friends and supporters who have donated to the campaign.
Yeah.
Because without them, it wouldn't have happened.
I'm very proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Britt, Jason, thank you for coming by. Caution Tape, their album... How We Shine is available now. Spotify, iTunes, physically at the shows. Waterloo, if you live in Austin, you guys going to get these to Cactus in Houston or some other stores around the nation?
We'll work on it.
We'll work on that. Just
That's
go
later.
To...
this That's is, down the road.
This is cautiontape.com. Thank you guys for coming by. And I enjoyed having cocktail hour with you guys.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes,
too. Thank you. I never saw the sun. I lived in endless
night. You set me Yeah, right. Britt and Jason... from Caution Tape. Now be sure to get out there tonight and see them at the Spider House Ballroom in Austin, Texas if you're here on February 19th at the Rattle Inn. But tonight, January 22nd, Thursday, January 22nd, that's what today is. Three shows this week, special Thursday episode. Caution Tape, their album How We Shine is available now on the iTunes, on the Spotify, at their website, and also at their shows. So get out there and check it out. It was produced by Robert Harrison from Future Clouds and Radar, and also Cotton Mather, and mixed by Robert Harrison and the great George Reef from Every Band. Okay? Thank you to Jason and Brittany for coming by. I'm going to get out there tonight and see them. Going to be a great show. How We Shine is the name of their EP. I'm going to play you the song Get To Me, which is the smash hit. Get out there and find out what's going on with Caution Tape. They are at thisiscautiontape.com. They are also on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. So am I. You can get on How Did I Get Here, our Facebook page. You can like it. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Johnny Gowdy. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and also you can favorite it on Stitcher. So let's listen to Caution Tape, How We Shine, the song Get To Me, all right? Three shows this week. Tomorrow, the great Amy Cook will be on the show. So check that out, all right? Thank you to Britt and to my man Jason for coming by. Thank you, guys. Caution Tape, check them out. How We Shine, this is their song, Get To Me. All right, let's get down.
Me.